Click, click, click. I don't know why I just felt like saying that. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps. A number of things we want to talk about. First, like that Cavs injury update. Darius out tonight. Thoughts on that? At Miami, a place that the Cavs traditionally cannot win at. They have a long history of not waking up on the right side of the bed in Miami. How's that sound? You with me on that?
What are you trying to insinuate?
I'm just saying that I got to go back. I thought the number was 16. Like how many years?
It was like 20 in a row. 21. 22
they lost
in a row.
Like 20, 22 in a row, yeah. In Miami. Yeah. Like Miami is notorious as a bad place for the Cavaliers to play.
Yeah, you said injury update. Is resting an injury?
I don't know. Is it?
No,
it's a recovery update. Then
it's on the injury report.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, he's not injured. He's just not going to play. We're going to arrest him.
Is that a fine?
Can be.
Is it a national TV game?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter then?
I don't believe so.
They don't seem to get as grumpy.
It can be a fine. I don't know. Seems to me back in the day.
Back when we used to just have plantar fasciitis, that was good enough and the league would listen to it.
Guys are playing 80, 81, sometimes 82 games a year and washing their socks in the hotel sink.
Because they couldn't afford the soap.
Wearing Chuck Taylors that weren't as supportive as, you know, anybody who wears Chuck Taylors, they're the best. But, you know, think about them now. Hey, let me put a flat piece of rubber on the bottom of this thing.
He was no Jack Purcell, I'll tell you that.
Didn't seem to be a problem back then. Then again, they weren't playing 15 years because they weren't making $15 million every other month.
Good point.
I'd like to make another $30 million for the next 10 years, so I'm going to rest tonight. Thank you.
All right, so he's not playing tonight.
That was not about Darius. That was about NBA players in general and the league's approach to them and the team's approach to them.
Tonight's game is not on TNT? Because if you look at the schedule, it looks like it might be.
Well, there you go. Then watch TNT. It'll be fun.
Well, then the question is if it's a nationally televised game, let me just double check on where it's at. I don't want to give out any bad info on that. January 30th. No, I don't see it. No, not. Atlanta, tomorrow's game.
I love your on-air investigations.
Tomorrow's is. Sorry, I just want to make sure. Well, it's confusing if you look at it online sometimes, and you're trying to figure out. The Atlanta game here is on TNT. Does that make everyone feel better?
Yeah.
I'm glad I could be your TV guide. Why don't you call me up?
That's nice.
I'll be TV guide. NBC, 7 o'clock, Thursday. What's on, Jeff? Tell me.
Network network programming doesn't run on 7 o'clock on Thursday.
I know. That's why you've got to give me the syndicated show they're going to have at that point. Or is it a local show?
I have no idea.
See, you've let me down as a TV guy. That is correct. All right. So no Darius tonight at Miami as the Cavaliers try to make this a two-game winning streak after a three-game losing streak.
Come on, Ty Jerome.
Either of you have any interest in Jimmy Butler? Throw it out there.
I have an interest in seeing where he ends up. As long as it's not Cleveland.
Any chance he's on the plane when this game's over then?
If you want to know the truth, Jimmy Butler would be a great fit for the Cavs. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be a great fit?
Yes.
31-year-old Jimmy Butler, yes. 35-year-old Jimmy Butler, though I am kind of...
35-year-old Jimmy Butler, if you could get him for not very much?
Though I am kind of wondering if he's...
It's like he's going to San Antonio, though, right?
Nobody knows where Jimmy Butler is going. I mean, that's one of the life's great questions right now. Jimmy Butler's
just hanging out.
He has made everybody in Miami so angry. Grumpy. They've just told him to go away, and we'll trade you at some point. I mean, I think the Warriors were sniffing around for a little bit.
Hey, wait a minute.
The Suns are sniffing around.
If Jimmy Butler's suspended and Darius is sitting.
What, are you going to pick him up for tonight's game?
I just threw that out for, you know, so Dan will play that sound effect.
Yeah, I can't see Pat Riley just giving him up for nothing, though, right? He's going to get something for him.
I think Pat's had enough of Jimmy. I don't think he really gives a, you know what, where Jimmy ends up.
Well, I got to tell you, we have if you want to look over here on this shelf, this is our fine item shelf, and this has a plethora of second round picks if you'd like to look at those. We have the 2026 model.
We're gonna walk into a meeting with Pat Riley. they're going to dump out a bunch of second-round picks as opposed to dumping out a bunch of championship rings in your meeting in Cleveland.
You know, those championship rings would look a lot better with this 2027 second-round pick. Congratulations.
Got to put some contingencies on. We're not trading if it's in the top 50.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything to give.
If it's 61, well, there you go.
You take Jimmy Butler, though, right? We'd all take him, right? I'd take him.
Well, let me throw something at you.
Okay.
I don't know.
The reason that he's kind of seems to, one of the reasons, fallen out of favor in Miami is because he's not been the cheerful, bright, loving teammate. In other words, seems like there's some chemistry issues.
Oh, there'd be no chemistry issues here. Kenny Atkinson has figured all of that
tell
out.
Tell Jimmy that.
He is the Bill Nye of Science Guy in the NBA for chemistry.
Jimmy likes Elaine.
You are on Seinfeld roll today. Thank you.
Jimmy likes Kenny.
I still want nothing more than for that practice film from when he showed up in Minnesota. I think it was Minnesota, right? Or was it Philly? I can't remember which one. I think it was Minnesota. When he showed up, grabbed the four backup guys.
And ran
the starters out of the gym. I want that footage to get released at some point. That one.
He was like a little cranky, and he said, I'll take the four backups. Let's go.
And proceeded to just
destroy the starters.
Whip the snot out of the starters.
That's great stuff.
I want that practice film released. I want that one, and I want that U.S. basketball dream game. Team footage.
Yeah.
I want those released so that I could sit there and watch them.
Very enjoyable. I would watch it. I don't know who wouldn't. I think it'd be fun. But I don't know. I can't see the Cavs making that move. You're right. It's about chemistry.
That would be a tough drop into the middle of what's been a very successful team.
Back in the day, though, Dan Gilbert would have done it.
Dan
would have done it.
One night, Joe Smith, Delonte West, Ben Wallace, Wally Szczerbiak. Come on in, guys. You're starting tomorrow. Chemistry? What chemistry? We'll figure it out.
All right, so Cavs are at Miami. I'll talk a little bit about the Browns here, too, and that they decided that they knew who they wanted their quarterback coach to be, and didn't have to look very far for it, right?
He was in office C.
And so they said, hey, Bill, come on down. And he said, sure, what's going on, boys? We're going to want you to be the quarterback coach. Okay. Now, the question is, Jeff, does that link him to anybody else coming in?
You tell me, Andy.
I'm asking you, Jeff, does that link him coming in with anyone else? Maybe perhaps a veteran that he's worked with.
Oh, you think?
Well, there have been a few.
You mean when he was offensive coordinator of the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah.
Derek Carr was his quarterback?
That's true.
Is that what you're talking about?
That is kind of what I'm talking about. Does that do anything for you?
There's a lot of rumbling in New Orleans that they're going to move on from Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
I would be perfectly fine if Derek Carr were the starting quarterback on this team next year. You know why? He fits with my group, you know, one of my three groups of guys who could be the starting quarterback here. He fits with the Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford. He fits with that. Like, sure, Derek Carr, why not? Go ahead.
I don't know. I say why not. Who else would say that?
Well, Albert Breer hopped on Afternoon Drive yesterday and got asked that similar question.
What did he say?
The finances come into play there, maybe. I still think, like, the Kirk Cousins thing is more than worth keeping an eye on. Like, I think that one, because you'll be able to get him at such a cheap rate, you can kind of skirt the cap issue that you have because he'll be, you know, playing on an offset. You know, I think Kirk would be the one that I would probably be most focused on. But, yeah, I mean, if they're not comfortable with where Kirk is and how he's moving around at his age, then Derek Carr could be a possibility. Again, I don't think we're really going to know about Derek Carr's future until he knows in charge there. You know, so it's a little hard to project that one. But, yeah, I think that's the type of guy that they could be looking at for sure.
One of those veterans, Andy, who's been around and out and about and everything else.
And Musgrave's been with, you know,
75 teams.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's had Derek Carr. He's had Matt Ryan, Steve Berline. Scott Petrick had a piece on him the other day. I was reading that. And it's just, you know, you think about, you know, what he's able to bring to the table. And it doesn't, you know, he worked with Michael Vick. I mean, the guy, can pretty much work with anybody. And so now he's in a position to, because you may have mixed talent. Like, I do think that they've tried to align the talent with Deshaun Watson to have similar style, right? Since Deshaun's been here, I don't know that they wanted to kind of deviate between running a pass or pocket and just, you know, that somehow, some way that everyone, even DTR, they all have some similar quality in their game and their ability to move the ball down the field and how they do it and how they approach it. So I'm just kind of, I'm wondering, you know, if that's, Derek Carr would be the right fit. I'd be okay with it if that's how they had to start the season, especially if they're going to draft a quarterback at two, which you've gone all in for today. You've officially crossed the line and said it's going to be a quarterback at two. In case you missed it, Jeff Phelps reporting it's going to be a quarterback at two.
I didn't do that,
to
actually.
Jeff Phelps.
What?
Yeah, the only person he reported it to was himself and anybody who may have been listening.
What I said was,
there's a belief.
If they like somebody, there's no question they take a quarterback at two. But they have to like him. And after the Titans take Shedeur Sanders, they'll take Cam Ward. Or after the Titans take Cam Ward, they'll take Shedeur Sanders. Unless they don't like him.
Can't have nice things.
I love when you put your foot down on something and you're not wishy-washy on anything.
Well, here's the thing. What do they think of these guys? You know, can they play? I don't know. Let's put it this way. I haven't seen anybody that got me all hot in a biscuit like Josh Allen.
Yes, that's been the last time.
So, you know, can Cam Ward play? Yeah, he sure looks like he can. Can he play well enough that the Browns think he's their franchise quarterback for 10 years? Eh. You know, this is the same organization that thought Josh Allen couldn't. So, who knows?
Did they think he couldn't, or did they think...
They thought Baker was better.
Yeah. And that guy who made that decision is no longer here either, right?
Oh, he's living in town.
That's true.
Having a good time.
Enjoying life in
Working
Detroit.
For the Lions. Yeah. Doing a great job.
Enjoying success.
Biting some kneecaps and spitting them out. Helping Dan Campbell.
It works.
John, we miss you.
What are you going to do?
John was fun.
We're going to take a timeout. We got to make a T for a timeout, right?
We're going to take an I'm out.
An I'm out? Yeah.
Let's take an I'm out.
Are you trying to ask the question, what happened to T?
Am I Ryan?
Are you?
Ryan, who ask?
I have no idea where you're going. We will try to find the T when we come back.
An I'm out, huh?
216-474-0092. Where did the T go?